أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. من الله سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Afa with Afiyat, and may Allah Ta'ala make your trip to Pretoria and district and the Ummah of that district benefit and the Ummah at large benefit. Mazal Mufti Sahab, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant you Sihha and Afiyat. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا for all the du'as and supplications. Ameen, ameen, ameen. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, our Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader حبيبنا مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is the 29th of Muharram 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Al-Zariyat, chapter number 51 and verses 15. And inshallah we'll end of today's lesson by verse number 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting what are the true qualities of the Muttaqeen. So first we have Islam, and that is we submit surrender to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lovingly, willingly and sincerely. And then Iman enters the inner recesses of our heart. And then we have taqwa and true piety, and that is how, insha'Allah, we will come closer to the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what is the definition of taqwa? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a linguist par excellence. So in Mawahibul Latunniyah by Allama Qastalani rahimahullah, this definition has been made by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. He said, Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel. We have to have the fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all times, all places, all circumstances. Me and you today, if we see a lion, tiger or something, we will run, obviously. So that is khawf. We just have a natural fear and aversion. But taqwa is what is khashya. And that is, we develop that fear for Almighty Allah based on the love for Almighty Allah, based on the respect for Almighty Allah. Quran Kareem states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess the true Iman, they're intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ. And we must practice on the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Many a time we have our own customs and traditions and we just practice on it, and sometimes we even try and make propaganda and say that that is Islam. But whilst we know it is encroaching and violating the Sharia and the laws of Islam, so we need to be very circumspect and careful in that regard. So Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, then everything else will follow. That the teaching, preaching of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Awliyaullah, the four schools of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel, wal-Amalu bit-Tanzeel, wal-Qana'atu bil-Qaleel. And you must be content with what we have. Today there's a madness in us, and that is, we want more and more and more. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. In Surah 100, Almighty Allah tells us in Surah Al-Adiyat, the first five verses, that this human being should look at the horses, how loyal they are to their master and their manager. And me and you, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. He's very very ungrateful. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he based testimony to it. Chapter 100, verse number 8. Allah speaks about why are we so ungrateful, unthankful to Allah. What is the main cause and reason? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. The hearts are saturated with the love of wealth. We want more and more and more. That contentment has disappeared in most cases. So that is the third part he made. Al-khawf min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qanaatu bil-qaleel, wal-isti'daadu li-yawm al-rahil. And prepare in this worldly life for the day of departure. So that is what we should try and analyze and think about at all times. So once we understood that, now let's look at the lesson. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and this big day of Friday and this Mubarak month of Muharram, which is reaching its ending tonight, we should be scanning the sky after the Maghrib Salat and look for the crescent and scan the sky. If the crescent, the new moon is sighted, that will usher in the month of Safar. And Saturday will be the first of Safar. And if it's not sighted, then Sunday will be the first of Safar. So chapter 51, verse 15 is our starting point. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Verily the people of taqwa and true piety, Allah will grant them those gardens. Such gardens, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That the eyes have never ever seen, the ears have never ever heard, the mind cannot comprehend and perceive it is beyond comprehension and perception. Imagine. Wa'uyun, and the fountains and the springs, Almighty Allah speaks about it. Some of them made from honey, some of them made of water, some of them made of milk, some of them made of khamar, alcohol, but not that alcohol that is going to intoxicate us. Lazzatil lisharibin, it will bring such pleasure to people, remember that. And once Allah knows, human being, we want incentives, what will I get, O Almighty Allah? Akhirina ma atahum rabbuhum, they will be delighted and elated in whatever Almighty Allah gives them. This Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, still tahajjud time, 5:29, 5:30 is cut off time, read this dua. اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. يا الله, we saw cities, we saw countries, we saw continents, يا رب, but now we have shock and desire to see you, oh our beloved Allah. When the people will be settled in Jannah, they'll be enjoying themselves. Allah Jalla Wala will then address them. يا أهل الجنة, do you want anything else? They will say, يا الله, what more can we ask for? We just desire and it is there, same time, no load shedding, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Allah says, no, I'm going to give you one extra bonus. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. So what is that bonus, Ya Rab? So Allah removes the cover veils and the curtains. And رُؤْيَةَ الْبَارِي تَعَالَى takes place and we see Almighty Allah, the one and only exclusive Khaliq and Malik. The only creator of the entire universe, the only exclusive owner of the entire universe. أَخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. They'll be delighted, elated, when whatever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has given them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They are those people that before that, whilst they were here in this world, they were fulfilling their duty with beauty. مُحْسِنِينَ. With sincerity. A'amal ka barabar hona khalwat mein jalwat mein. That in private and privacy and in public, our actions must remain the same. What we do grandstanding. That we want to impress the eyes of people. We want to impress the ears of people. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua Hajj time. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Allahumma ij'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'ah. Ya Allah, make it such a hajj. It's not done to impress the eyes of people, nor the ears of people. So that is muhsineen. All this we enjoy. Our health, our wealth, our honor, our wives, our spouses, our children, our parents, our siblings, everything is just a bonus. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So Almighty Allah rewards us here in this worldly life. But the optimum, maximum reward you will get in the year after. Who will receive it? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, the people who fulfill their duty with duty, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant it to them. You know, even today, if you go to certain shops, you will see is the Tende Pansela. I know when I go to Trichardt and I go there, you understood, to A&E. So mashallah, they're very good people, very good friends of mine. So then I always smile when I see that there. And what is that? That I see the boat they're showing Pansela. So remember that, that is the bonus we're speaking about. Who's read chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran and verse number 148. And you will see that verse there. Allah speaks of the reward in this world and the optimum, maximum reward in the year after. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah Jalla wa Ala loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Chapter 3, verse number 148. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us. Now we need to inculcate within ourselves this quality. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. Who are the muttaqeen? They are those people that they sleep at night, but they sleep little bit. People today in the Ummah, they sleep 8, 9, 10, 12 hours and they must fajr and everything. So remember the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. قال الشيطان في أذني. When a person musters the fajr salat, wakes up after sunrise, then nashta, then rasta, and then want to have breakfast and go to shop and job. But the ears are filled with the urine of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer, Al-Yazubillah. Allah protect us all. The true Muslim is he, that he wakes up with tahajjud every day. Kanu qaleelam min al-layli ma yahjahoon. That they are those people, they sleep at night, but they sleep little bit. They sleep 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And then they wake up early. We got an appointment with our beloved Allah. Hazrat Pirane Peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, go read his halat. He was offered the kingdom also. The king told him, I give you half the kingdom. He told him that if you give me the full kingdom also, I don't accept it. When I speak to Allah Jalla Wala in the darkness of the night, the tahajjud time, so that for me gives me more lazza and pleasure than you and your kingdom. These are the awliyaullah. These are the ahlullah. We should learn from them. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yata'bu salihin. It is a habit of the pious people that they read tahajjud salah. Tahajjud means tarkun naum. You're sleeping so comfortably. Your wife is next to you. Your husband is next to you. And you are in one another's arms and you are in, you know, total enjoyment. But you leave that comfort zone and wake up to speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is how the love for Almighty Allah will increase and we will forget and leave our vices and sins. Sehri time, now Sehri time is just ended here now. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And at Sehri time they make istighfar. Istighfar we must make daytime, nighttime, anytime. But the best time, Quran Kareem teaches that, suhoor time, sehri time, nowadays 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. We take out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. What is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? Istighfar is for the past and tawbah is for the future. Ya Allah, do not let me have a relapse. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. So ya Allah, do not let me go back to my vices and sins. Regarding istighfar, remember Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 71, Surah Nuh, verses 11, 12, 13. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam told his people, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. Allah is all forgiving, very, very forgiving. When we beg Almighty Allah forgiveness, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, Allah will send beneficial rain for you. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the worldly benefits. Thereafter, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا, Allah will grant you the gardens of paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus, and the streams and the rivers of Jannat al-Firdaus. And Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, when you make istighfar, it is a repellent. It drives away the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O youths, O mothers, sisters, brothers, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, on this Mubarak day, this Mubarak month still of Muharram, turn more and more to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I'm a sinner. I admit, I confess. There is no mitigating circumstances. And then we ask Allah for forgiveness. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins out of His grace and mercy. Chapter 39, verse number 53. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 29th of Muharram 1447. And remember that we're presenting to you now the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday, some wonderful news came through the wires and so forth. 15 jutlas dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Make special dua today, tomorrow, every day for our Mujahideen, for Hamas, for our Jihad Islami, that Allah uses them and Allah motivates us, that we can also be such that the jazba, the zeal and enthusiasm of jihad comes into our hearts and our children get inspired by that. So Israel is committing genocide. Who said so? The Prime Minister of Spain, the first European leader to say so publicly. And now the people are speaking and realizing that these people are pakka haramis, remember that. And harami, if you don't know, it means illegitimate child. But for them, it's too kind a word. So it means we call them the bees, the big bees. Therefore, their leader is known as BB, the big, big one. You see that? Israel is starving Gaza. You see that? And that is your Haaretz newspaper. That is your editorial. I don't make stories from my side, you jutla and jutli and harami. Go read your own newspaper and see what is written there. Bibi Netanyahu says to France said, Macron said, we as France will start recognizing Palestine as an independent state in September. So Netanyahu and his second Yahoo, the war criminal, says that France is rewarding the terrorists and so forth. But the world knows that the biggest terrorist is America and Israel, murdering babies, children, innocent people and civilians. U.S., the doctors and the veterans and them are urging Trump to stop supporting Israel. You see, even the Americans are fed up. Why must we give Israel the haramis billions and billions of dollars annually? 20 to 25% of the children in Gaza al-Mubarakah are malnourished. There isn't enough food, even water and medication for them. The Justice Department in America say they will go meet Maxwell. You know Maxwell, the girlfriend of the pedophile, the sex offender, and Epstein. So in Epstein, in his files, Trump's name is there. And several times, and the Wall Street Journal says that he knows about it. See how, chapter 22, verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُقْرِمٍ, when Almighty Allah humiliates a person, nobody can give honor to him. Pennsylvania, the high school, they are demanding that Netanyahu's name must be removed from the alumni list. You know, alumni is people who graduated in a varsity school, whatever you. So they say, take this war criminal out from here. We don't want to see his face. His name is stinking from Washington to Tel Aviv. 48 people died there in Russia. Remember the plane crash. Allah alone knows what will happen. Columbia University suspends 80 students. What happened to your First Amendment and Second Amendment, oh America? Why are they suspended? You say, no, they are pro-Palestinian. They are protesting. They are marching. That's what they did. So you are just now going and bowing down to Trump and so forth and his department and his administration. Shame on you, Columbia University. Saudi and Syria, they made a deal, and that deal, they sealed it up, $6.4 billion. You know, when Saudi invest anywhere, they want to be always the masters and you must be the slave. That's how they work the Najdis. Therefore, Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that these people, yeah, the Najdis, Najd means the Riyadh and the surrounding area, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, they will bring fitnas and calamities and disasters, and you can see it so apparent nowadays. So they want to marginalize all the other countries, and we will have Syria in our pocket with Julani. Julani is a Bakka Shaitan himself, the leader there, you see. So they are the ones who now fought off Syria, basically. 50 Jewish students kicked out of a plane, you see that? Because they're upsetting so many things there in the plane. They're causing harm to people and so forth and so on. So Quran calls them swines and pigs. The Quran calls them monkeys and donkeys. Go and see chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Today is Jumu'ah. Go read chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 5. And see what Allah speaks about their rabbis and their leaders. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are just like donkeys carrying big encyclopedias and so forth. Jeremy Corbyn, who was once upon a time the leader of the Labour Party there, he launched his new party. And we hope that our Muslims in UK will give him support. He's a very good leader for you. And he's 100% Palestine. So his party is named so far temporary, they're calling it Your Party UK. So that's the good news for the Muslims actually. In India, remember, India and UK signed a multi-billion dollar deal. And they sealed it and the deal has been made and so forth. So now both parties are smiling and so forth and so on. So the Haaretz newspaper says that the ceasefire is the only way to get the hostages back. You don't have ceasefire, no hostages, they will die and so forth. And you, Israel, will be to blame. And Quran Kareem taught us, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. That Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish you, Jutlas. And right till the day of justice, the worst type of punishment. Chapter 7, verse 167. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, and give you the news, views, and interviews. You know the Guptas, they ran away, they're sitting there in Dubai or wherever. So the Guptas' property has been sold. For how much? 3.3 million there in Saxon world, you see. So we say good riddance to the Guptas, I don't think they'll ever come back and so forth. Malema accuses Kuneni of lying. Who's Kuneni? He belongs to the Patriotic Alliance. You know, you got Mackenzie as a leader and Kuneni as a deputy. But both of them corrupted as well. So Malema is taking them to the cleaners there. Interpol arrested a Chinese citizen and fugitive here in South Africa. South Africa is becoming a small hub for these criminals, remember that. See here, I give you the story. It's shocking. You can't believe, you know. So a passenger leave South Africa, maybe over Tambo, that most probably. And then he leaves South Africa, he lands there in Addis Ababa, that's in Ethiopia. There in Addis, when they do and check this person, he's got grenade. How the hell a passenger can go through your security here in South Africa and he's got grenades in his luggage or in his possession or what, and you don't pick it up and so on? It shows how lax we are or how much corruption is going on. Tataloma Ali Baba. They'll take the money and everything is lungile. So that shows that this can't be. Imagine this. And then in Ethiopia they picked it up and so forth. The disgrace, you know. So they say the ANC, this is the citizen newspaper, the ANC remains We must remember the haven for criminals here in South Africa. So definitely from top to bottom, you can see the corruption and so forth and so on. Okay, our program today is this year. We are in Pretoria, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward our my brother Ahmed Abdi. He came to pick me up yesterday there in Indonesia, and then we came here Maghrib time. So nevertheless, and then Maulana Ahmed Dokrat and family, Allah reward them, Maulana Abdul Razak Al-Budya, mashallah, here in this Masjid Aisha, and all the ulama and brothers, and our brother here Hussein, he's always arranging the mics and making a lot of khidmat and so forth. And mashallah, Maulana, you forgot your name. Huh? Ma'atahir, mashallah. I told them yesterday that they must bring loban and everything. When I entered the masjid, so Maulana Tahir had the loban and the bakur and all that. So the masjid is mashallah, you see that? So our program for today will be that 10 to 10:30, Maulana Zahid, inshallah, will announce all the nikah announcements. You'll know. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, a'alinun nikah waj'aluhu fil masajid. Announce the nikah, and we won't come, we just want to practice and revive the sunnah. And perform your nikah waj'aluhu fil masajid. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, so we should practice on it, and there's ta'amul on it as well. Ta'amul means the great ulama practice on that. Then we will go to Makkah Mukarramah at 11:30 South African time. Today is Sheikh Abdullah Awad Al-Juhani, and he will be the one that will be delivering the khutbah and salat. We will take both, inshallah, the khutbah and the salat, and then we will translate and then have the dua. And then, inshallah, we will be there in Masjid Hamza, here in Erasmia. And inshallah, the azan, and after that will be the talk at 12:25 South African time. So inshallah, we'll be there in Masjid Hamza. In this masjid here, mashallah, Masjid Aisha, where I am now, so that Jamaat Salat Fajr will take place at 6:05, 5 past 6, inshallah, for today. And after Fajr also, we'll have a program here for the brothers, and it's live streamed also. So for the sisters, children, you all can hear that, and so forth, and take benefit. Allah, Jalla Allah, grant us to speak. So, Salim Kareem, mashallah, we have 14, 15 minutes left for the Q&A. So let's come and fire up, inshallah, whatever questions have come in, inshallah.
Okay, sahab, I'm a Hanafi. Is it okay if I read Asr Salah with Jamaat, but at the Shafi Masjid on their time, but in Jamaat behind the Shafi Imam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'll just repeat the question so our brothers here can listen to it. The question is, the brother says that I read Salat day in the Shafi Masjid, but I'm Hanafi, and obviously they read before us. For example, nowadays 3:30, 3:45, they perform their Asr Salat, and Hanafi time comes in much later. So is it valid or not? You see, we need to understand the mazahib properly. Therefore, we confuse ourselves and we blow our fuses in the process also. So remember to say Shafi time is not 100% correct. It is the Shafi'is, is the Malikis, is the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, that they differed with the teacher, Imam Abu Hanifa, on this issue, on 25% to 30% of the issues. They differed with the Ustad, remember that, with respect and reverence. And they said that what the Shafis are saying, all that is correct. You must remember that, or what the Malikis are saying, and so forth. So it is my 90%, 95% of the scholars that are saying that. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says you must wait for Mithlain, for two shadows and so forth. So wherever you are in the world, and I read Asr Salat yesterday at 3:30 or so, remember myself and Ahmed Abdi, and then we left, so and I'm at home, so what you going to say? And I made Imam, and he, Ahmed Abdi, is Shafi, I'm Hanafi. So 100% is permissible. Whether you're the Imam or whether you're a Muslim, Muqtadi, totally permissible. We all are Muslims, brothers, so don't worry about that. And that is the verdict of majority scholars, includes Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah.
Isaac, I want to find out if a husband gives the wife three talaqs all at once, is there any way that they could get back together?
The question is that the husband gave his wife three talaqs. Is there any way they can reconcile? Totally haram and not permissible. Anything you want, you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Open chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 229, 213, and they all, mashallah, addresses this issue. In chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, Allah, in verse 229, Allah says, At-talaqu marratan. If you give an issue talaq raj'i, a revocable divorce, verbally, orally, or in writing, you use clear-cut words, explicit words. So if you gave one talaq, you can take her back in the iddat period. You gave her two divorces, you can take her back during the iddat, the waiting period, the 3 menses, and so forth. But if you gave three talaq, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 230, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. Then she must go into iddat, right? The 3 menses, according to Hanafis and Hanbalis, or the 3 periods of cleanliness and so forth, according to the Malikis and the Shafi'is and so forth. Thereafter, she must get married to another person, and it must be a proper marriage, not the hit and run we see nowadays. People call halala, halalu, and all that. That is not permissible. The authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the ex-husband, the first husband who issued the three talaq, and this new husband who made the deal that you just go and sleep with his wife and so forth 1 hour, one day, and the next day, next hour, 2-3 hours, then you give a talaq and so forth. Then according to us and our fatwa will be that majority scholars say that she's not halal for the first husband. And remember that Allah Ta'ala's curse is on both parties, the ex-husband and the current one there. So Islam, though one, we must imitate the kafir Shias, the kuffar Shia. I have the book by me. If you come to my house, they gave it to me. Khomeini, la'natullahi alayh, writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, you can make mut'ah for 1 hour. Mut'ah, prostitution, for 1 hour. So now what are you trying to do? When you tell this guy, yeah, the second husband, that he just gets busy with that mut'ah's wife who he divorced his talaq, just get busy with her, consummate the marriage, and then you give his talaq and so forth. So we're doing very similar like the kuffar Shia. So that can never be permissible in Islam. So we say, and the hadith is telling you it's not permissible. Sahih hadith, authentic. So we need to know that what you all are trying to do is all haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, if the husband is forced at gunpoint to sign a talaq nama, will the talaq be valid or not?
Remember that people always look for loopholes and so forth. The question has been posed now for you brothers who are here in the masjid, that you know that if a person brought a gun and now he keeps it there with the husband's head and he tells him that sign the papers and so forth and so on for talaq, is the talaq valid or not valid? So we must see what the circumstances are. He come with a water pistol, you know, he come with a real gun, or can he really pull the trigger, and so forth and so on. Anyway, cut long story short, according to Hanafis, talaqul mukrah, you call it talaqul mukrah. A person who has been coerced and so forth, that talaq will be valid according to the Hanafi school. Other school got other details, but the Hanafi school say yes, the talaq will be valid.
Mufti Sahab, is it necessary to recite anything Safa Marwa?
Remember that when people going for Umrah now, so what must you read there during Tawaf? What must you read in Safa Marwa and so forth? So when you start your Tawaf, so praise Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. When you come there by the Hatim, the semicircle, then read Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salutations upon Nabi Yul Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when you go, remember towards the Rukn Yamani, the Hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dunya wal-akhira. 70 angels say Ameen. When you recite this dua, when you're approaching Rukn Yamani, learn it, O Mu'tamirin, all of you going for Umrah now, oh, you are there in Makkah Mukarramah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dunya wal-akhira. Then from Rukna Yamani to Hajar Aswad, then you read, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Every sunnah of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam that we imitate and emulate, Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it in the noble Quran, chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately, yuhibbukum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. In Safa Marwa, during your sa'i, the best dua to read is the fourth kalima, what we call, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيد الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Oh Mu'tamirin, oh brothers, sisters, one maslah, because we're discussing this, to perform tawaf, remember you must be in the state of wudu. That's mandatory, compulsory. However, sa'i is very long, you know, and you must walk. You can't be using that golf cart and all that, you're young and everything. You're very old, you're sickly or so, you can't manage, and everywhere you go with the wheelchair, that's a different issue. So remember that during Safa Marwa, the sa'i, it's better, desirable, virtuous, meritorious, that you have wudu. But if your wudu breaks, you just carry on, there's no problem with that. And if you want to go, there is places there, you can make wudu. You can make wudu with zamzam also, or with the normal water. So for Safa Marwa Sa'i, wudu is better, but not compulsory.
Mufti Sahab, are ihram belts allowed to have stitching on them?
For men, remember that we wear the ihram belts. Now our people are a bit simple and naive. When in the books is written, you can't wear stitch clothes and so forth, it doesn't mean literal stitch. See, I'm here in this Masjid Aisha, I got my kurta on, I got my jersey on. It means you can't wear your normal clothes. So you can't wear vest, you can't wear your underwear, you can't wear, you must remember, your shirt, your trouser, all that. But you wear the towels. Now you wear that belt. So remember, totally permissible. You can't find this ordinary belt you wear for your trouser. And you use that also is fine. One day, one haji. Story time, you like stories. So we are there in Mina. This haji ye had that velcro, you know, ihram. Now this velcro one, you must be very careful. That whole thing opened up. Now what? That haji is uncomfortable. So now we got my cousin there. I say, Ba, just go do something. He say, what? I say, just take a knife. You see here by this tent, there's long, long ropes there. Just cut the one rope, we will rope him up. You see that? So we get the big rope he brought, and we just fasten him up with his rope, and that halas is rech there. So first class there, what you speak of stitches, and they have 1,000 stitches also, there's 100%. Hajj is done, his umrah is done, and halas, everything is good, remember that. You just rope him up nicely.
In Islam, Mufti Sahab, is it okay if I pay my zakat monthly to my elderly father instead of a zakat organization?
Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Brothers, that is why we have all these programs, you must remember, to educate the ummah. The question the brother asked, can I give my zakat every month to my elderly father? It's absolutely haram to give zakat to our parents, grandparents. It's absolutely haram to give zakat to our children, grandchildren, usul and puru, what we call. Allah Jalla Wala has designated in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and after that, Allah says, فَرِيدَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. This has been ordained by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So similarly, when we study Mirat and the laws of inheritance, they also Allah says, فَرِيدَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So remember that we have to give the heirs their proportionate shares. So zakat can only be given to these age categories and must be Muslim. You can't be giving your parents, grandparents, children and grandchildren. And if you gave them, that zakat is not valid. You have to repay it, brother. So totally haram. It's your father. It's your mother. So you must be giving them lillah and say, oh father, mother, abi, ya abati, ya ummi. This is a gift I'm giving you. How you can give them zakat and so forth? We should all pay our zakat that is due upon us. Remember that. Let's listen to this one virtue mentioned in the Quran Sharif, chapter number 30, Surah Rum, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah will multiply it many, many fold. So make sure that we pay our zakat to the right people. Leave these organizations, half of them, mufatiya, they're just pocketing the money. So unless you know the 100% authentic is a different issue, so go and give your zakat yourself to the poor, poor Muslim.
Mufti Sahab, what is the name of the wedding night and what is the sunnah of that night and what dua before getting intimate?
MashaAllah, the azan is just going here, but we carry on and we'll end up with this. It's a nice warm question to end up today's program. So the brother says he's getting married. I told you just now, all your brothers, sisters getting married, children, grandchildren, please send in your nikah announcement to 084-786-3132 between 10 and 10:30 on Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Maulana Zahid Khan, will announce it, inshaAllah al-Aziz. That's every Friday, right? And now the brother says, I'm getting married this weekend. So what is the name of the wedding night in Islam? And what must I do? You see that? So last week I was disturbed and I had to perform a nikah day in Vellum. So this groom was sitting there. So I asked him, what are you going to do tonight? So he just looked down. He didn't know what to say, you see. So in Islam, the wedding night is called Laylatul Zifaf. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, wrote an excellent book for you, ulama and students, Adabu Laylatul Zifaf. Second name, the wedding night is called Laylatul Bina. We are building a new society, a new community. Two parties are getting together, and inshallah, by virtue of this nikah, then there will be children, grandchildren, all that. So Laylatul Bina or Laylatul Zifaf. What must you do, O groom, O bride, O newly wedded couple? So first thing you must do, on your wedding night, you're alone now in the room. So then husband in front and wife at the back. And the husband will make give the iqamah, and then you make the salat. We beg Allah for his special, special help and assistance. The hadith in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba is sunnah then. Second one, give your wife a gift. You gave her a Kruger coin, you gave her jewelry. So now that night you're alone with her, say, oh poppy, oh honey, oh darling, sweetheart, oh honey, take the money. So that also is sunnah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha bin Majid Aisha milk on that night when she came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Third one, that before you must remember that you go and sleep and whatever you, you the husband take the little bit water, sprinkle on the head of the wife, not the whole bucket now, just little bit, remember that. And in that way, that she will do the same for you, and she, you will read the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good qualities she has, so let us share it. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Whatever bad qualities she has, Ya Allah, protect her, protect me. And every time you go, the hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak. And the third, fourth one is, whenever you go to your wife, remember hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So read the following dua, both husband and wife. Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna, Allahumma jannibna shaitan, wa jannibi shaitan amazaftana. Ya Allah, protect us from shaitan, husband, wife, and protect the progeny and children that will come from this marriage and this union. Allah bless all our Muslims throughout the world. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khairan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.